Hi, I'm Becky Bliss with some reflections for the up and coming new moon on the 7th or the 8th of May, depending on where in the world you are located. If you're new to sidereal or Vedic astrology, as well as the 12 zodiac signs, the sky is further broken down into 27 smaller divisions. So these are the lunar mansions. These are also referred to as the nakshatras. In sidereal or Vedic astrology, the zodiac itself is more or less aligned to the astronomical placement of the stars because the calculations account for the precession of the equinoxes, meaning the signs are moving backwards by a degree every 72 years. All new moons mark the start of a new lunation. New moon to new moon, setting a precedent, a flavour really for the month. This May 2024 new moon takes place in the UK on Wednesday the 8th of May at 4:22 in the morning. According to Indian traditions, the new moon day is known as Amavasya. So on these days, the moon doesn't appear in the sky because the sun and the moon are positioned on the same side of the earth. So essentially, there's nothing to illuminate the face of the moon at this time. The physical bodies of the sun and the moon are millions of miles apart. However, metaphysically, the two energies merge as moon gives herself up and disappears into the sun. When the two merge at the exact same degree, this technically becomes a dark moon. So in Vedic astrology, sun and moon will be at 23 degrees and 50 arc minutes in the sign of sidereal Aries or Mesha, the steadfast and risk-taking, want it all right now, big-horned ram. Yes, the sun is right now, from our earthly point of view, still instated against a backdrop of stars that make up Aries. The moon is about to conjoin with the sun. This placement is active, initiatory, poised for action, passionate, and pioneering. Just as an aside, I do often use the terms new and dark moon interchangeably.
So because the moon moves so fast, even if we fast forward by just 10 minutes, we can see that the moon has already passed the sun by 6 arc minutes.
The moon is the fastest moving body in astrology, just like our emotions always changing, transforming and shape shifting. In just a few days, the moon will begin to emerge again as she waxes towards fullness, resurrected as a fresh fairy tale crescent, a sliver of a maiden around 3 days after the dark moon. Month after month after month, the moon is reborn, ready for a new cycle. Seasonally speaking, in the Northern Hemisphere, we are in a fertile time just between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. In the United Kingdom, we will be celebrating a May Day bank holiday this Monday the 6th. So this early bank holiday marks the peak of the spring and closely coincides with an ancient fire festival celebrated even today by modern pagans and nature lovers across the world. This is a Sabbat known as Beltane or Beltane. There are a few different pronunciations, a bit like Sanskrit. I believe it originated in Ireland, actually. So this is a festival of fertility, sexuality, and sensuality. It's a holiday for feasting and for fun, and a time for family and to rekindle the fires within and without. I can almost guarantee that there will be thousands into the millions of people joining in the ritual of gathering outside around a lit barbecue or campfire over the bank holiday weekend. The very act of living is ceremonious if we just stop and think about it for a moment. Some will be attending fetes or May Day events. Some already will have been a part of a traditional May Day parade even. This is a time of beauty, pleasure, promise and opportunity. Of course, for those on the other side of the world, the reverse is true as the harvest is gathered in. Regardless of culture and no matter if you participate in any traditions, the placement and also the timing of this May new moon is to do with the inception of something big, something bountiful. This new moon marks the start of something truly momentous. So before we fully dive in to the placement of this new moon, I do want to give Jupiter a special mention. So Jupiter, the guru, the planet of grace, of growth and wisdom and expansion, recently moved into sidereal Taurus. So at the time of this new moon, Jupiter will be at 1 degree and 36 arc minutes of sidereal Taurus in the nakshatra Kritika. I think most of us will have noticed a distinct shift quite recently. There has been a lot of buzz about the recent conjunction of Jupiter, the great teacher, and Uranus, the great awakener. I feel that this is especially to do with a higher, broader, and more expansive way of thinking and networking. This is about coming together in surprising ways, about new ideas just dropping in and fresh ways of thinking. Resolution to dilemmas and dramatic shifts in viewpoints and values, I think, are going to appear as if by magic. This is going to become more and more apparent on so many levels as the ripples and aftermath of this conjunction will be felt for some time. So even though, according to sidereal astrology, the two are now in different signs, if we just have a quick look back at the chart, we can see that they are actually still only just 3 degrees apart. Jupiter's expansive energy in earthy, bountiful Taurus is gifting a generous vibe. Regardless of what you are being told, we are entering a time of abundance. However, I think the energy of Uranus that has merged with Jupiter is going to create a surprising new perspective to the notion of value and worth. It is also quite likely that whatever you give out, you will find coming back to you tenfold. Jupiter in this placement is really acting as a facilitator, a catalytic agent, and also, I think, a great big amplifier. Taurus is Venus ruled, which means that Jupiter will really want to expand Venus governed elements of your life over the next 12 months. And by sheer serendipity, it turns out that this new moon's nakshatra Bharani is also ruled by Venus. Venus is known also as Shukra in Sanskrit. So have a look where your natal Venus sits in your own sidereal or Vedic birth chart and expect some profound growth, grace, and movement in this part of your life over the next year, and possibly the dawn of something big as the old drops away. Venus is to do with our desires, what we long for, and what we aspire and wish for. Venus also is often associated with feminine sensuality, with love, passion, and pleasure, with money, decadence and fortune. Venus is also to do with relationships and self-worth. So go ahead, spoil yourself and your loved ones. But at the same time, keep it in check. Don't go overboard. So Venus energy can become vain, self-indulgent, and overly competitive. And so it's important to stay mindful and aware and balanced. Jupiter and Venus in sidereal astrology are actually enemy planets, meaning the two can rub each other up the wrong way. So we have the carnal and the sensual versus the spiritual and the sacred. The secret is that each can be found in the other. As I mentioned briefly, this new moon merge will happen in the nakshatra Bharani. In sidereal astrology, Bharani is located at 13 degrees and 20 arc minutes through to 26 degrees and 40 arc minutes of Aries or Mesha, the ram. If you are more familiar with the Western calculations of astrology, then Bharani is situated at 9 degrees, 20 arc minutes through to 22 degrees and 40 minutes of tropical Taurus or Vrishabha, the bull. Regardless of zodiac system, we are pointing at the same portion of skies when we speak of the nakshatras. Astronomically speaking, the associated stars to Bharani are 35, 39 and 41 Aretis, if there's any astronomers out there. So this is a small triangle just in the Aries constellation. Bharani, meaning the bearer, famously carries the iconography of the yoni. This is the sexual and the reproductive anatomy of a woman, embodying the cosmic womb of creation. This symbolism uncannily corresponds very well to the imagery of the ram's head with the spiral horns, which I spoke of probably a year or so ago in an older video. The force of Bharani is feminine, fiery, primal, untamable, and arresting. This force is the potency of the goddess. The ancient deity behind this nakshatra is Yama or Yama. For anyone who practices yoga, you may well recognize this word from the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. The yamas or the yamas in this context are the restraints, the areas in life that, according to Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, require self-discipline and control. So Yama is the force of death itself, an energy so powerful it has the last say, a power that is beyond our limits, beyond human boundaries. The energy of Bharani is as weighty as the force that bears life and as serious as death. This is also a reminder. Life and death are two sides of the same coin, existing because of each other, each giving rise to the other. There's a maternal strength behind the power of this new moon's nakshatra. This is a feminine force that is pure and unfiltered and raw. This new moon and the energies and days surrounding it are powerful for the conception of new ideas and electrifying for new beginnings as the old is released and a fresh, exhilarating energy is stirred into the collective cauldron. Yama or Yama, the restrainer, reminds us that wishing on stars alone is never enough to realize our dreams and that it requires discipline and dedication on our part. Whatever our desires may be, we have to be serious enough to do whatever it takes. You never know. You may even be met halfway with a little bit of divine grace. Barony also has a little habit of getting in the way. If you feel held back, this is a test of trust, because ultimately, whatever right now is stopping you in the long run, in the grander scheme of it all, will be for your own good. Barony's maternal instinct is to stop you from getting too close to the fire. And if she thinks you're about to go up in flames, she is going to keep pulling you back and back and back until you have learned to respect the fire. Yes, something big, something that you have always wanted, maybe about to come to life. Sometimes in order to handle something so momentous, we have to have an earth-shattering experience of our own that shakes up our entire perspective and understanding. Equally, when the timing is just right, the energy behind Barony Nakshatra will move mountains to you. If you are lucky enough to be in a position where you are already encountering a new lease of life, be mindful of the hedonistic tendencies of Venus, because at some point you may well just come back to Earth with a bump and maybe a sore head. Another lesser known icon behind Barony is the boat. This is suggesting that this month is a month of exploration. This lunation is to do with journeying, but maybe this is travelling into deeper places within ourselves. This is a sailboat cruising the oceans of change, carried by the breath of life. Even if you are not moving in the direction you thought you would be, know that you are being carried. This is a sailboat that's staying afloat, taking the rough, taking the storms of life with the smooth as we travel oceans of change, encountering new horizons. The cave is another symbol behind Barony. Womb of the earth and the sky, the cave is the safe place. Or is it? What if there are bugs or bears or dragons hiding in there? Place of concealment, place to be feared and revered. The mouth of the underworlds, leading to passageways, labyrinths of secret, chambers, realms of the subterranean, caves as tombs and catacombs to bury the dead, ancient caves to gather and worship and pray in, the consecrated sacred space, the mysterious lair, the secret cave. I wonder if this is how the story, his story of the caveman really came into being. That man just stepped out of a cave into the light, out of the body of Mother Earth, and the rest is history. His story. What about hers? The cave is associated with the instinctual. This is the hidey hole, the underground burrow where our deepest feelings lurk. Palace of pleasure, or a place for pain. The secret underworlds contain the corridors and the channels that lead us to life. Life, that ecstatic dance that takes us to our death. The void, the hollow, the cave is a place for transition, for resurrection, for resurgence. Here is a spirit that no longer will be held down or tied and bound as it makes its way to the light. What part of you needs to be laid to rest to allow the birth of a new and improved version to burst through? It is plain to see that the sun and the moon are sandwiched between planet Uranus and Venus. New moons are to do with putting the old to death and renewal. This is that with bells and whistles on. outer planet Uranus will bring about revolutionary changes to your life in the most unexpected ways. Venus is urging you to plug into your desires and is really calling you to recognize your worth and beauty and to celebrate how far you have come. No matter what your situation, whether things are stormy or plain sailing, Venus will help all of us to see the value of the experience. So Venus, just a couple of weeks ago, passed through the karmic knot end of Pisces into Aries. For some, this will have been experienced as an extreme shake-up with money, or perhaps a relationship or love affair. Also, we have just come out of the other side of the eclipse portal. We are now on the other side. What happened yesterday is now the manure, the fertilizer. This side is fertile with richness, with promise, and with possibility. The new moon in sidereal Aries, or Misha, held in a magical embrace with Barani, is urging you to take groundbreaking action and to not settle for being second. The Shakti, or the special power behind this new moon's nakshatra, is removing. Aligning with this energy will gift you with that extra strength to release whatever is harmful. Letting go and shedding the old and what is no longer of value or aligned with your worth will help to orient you with fresh currents. This new wave has the potential to magically move those mountains for you on your behalf. Dark or new moons naturally have us feeling more tired, so take as much rest as you can, because this may prove to be quite an exhilarating month. As always, setting intentions for the month on a new moon day carries that extra bit of weight. This new moon, so close to the recent Jupiter transit, I feel really supports longer term dreams, goals, and aims for the whole year. Intentions that you are setting could be related to anything at all, although it may well be worth checking your birth chart to see which house this new moon falls into. It's likely that this is where your mind and your emotions are at the moment. So it does make sense to have your focus of attention and intention in alignment. Barani Nakshatra is supportive of anything creative. For legal proceedings and any actions that might be perceived to be severe, Barani also champions anything to do with fire and fertility. This Nakshatra also supports any actions that require courage. Whatever your hopes and wishes, and this is important to remember, the energies behind this new moon itself are more to do with what needs to go rather than what can be acquired. Yes, we're in a time of abundance, but we need to make some space for the new to flow in. If you have anything official to sign or any important appointments, it's wise to just wait where possible until the new moon reappears back in the skies, as the powers behind this new moon are potent and more to do with disconnecting. Extremely powerful if you practice meditation. All new moons are excellent for spiritual practices and divine endeavors, but this one especially so. This lunation is an invitation to plug into your inner feminine fire. And even if you happen to be a man, you can still do this. Don't be afraid of it. This is a sacred flame that is nurturing, passionate, and feelings driven. Be wary of greediness and overindulgence, though, as Jupiter's recent movement into sidereal Taurus may have you more open than ever to tasting life's pleasures. Depending on your own unique natal chart, of course, this might look like overspending, overconsuming, or maybe filling an empty space within with too much food and drink, perhaps using the finer things in life in an attempt to gain control over others, or even as a distraction from a hidden truth. Remember also that sometimes value doesn't always come with a price tag. Jupiter's presence now in sidereal Taurus will certainly be shining a light on what is valuable to you and your worth. Remember, whatever you give out will be returned back to you and some. This new moon is reminding us to let go and to live our lives fully in alignment with our inner fire, with wild abandon. And yet it seems paradoxical because this new moon also is concerned with practicing self-discipline and self-restraint. We shouldn't underestimate the level of freedom this too can bring with it. It's very easy to fall under the bewitching spell of the material. The key is to find that magical balance between the sensual and the spiritual, between the physical and the heavenly, because really they belong together. Powered up by our own inner flame, our personal pilot light, we find what aligns. And it is in finding this balance that we get to take flight, free to enjoy all that life has to offer. Life is to be enjoyed and revered, celebrated and respected. This magical gift is this here, this present. Thanks for listening. If you don't yet have one, you can download a free sidereal birth chart via my website. I haven't updated this site for a long time, so please forgive me. However, my details are on there, so if you need any help with your birth chart, feel free to get in touch. I've really enjoyed receiving your messages, and I'm so grateful for my audience. While small, it's so much fun knowing that people from all over the world are tuning in and find my reflections inspiring. So please show me some love with a thumbs up. It's so encouraging. And if you haven't yet subscribed to my YouTube channel, please do it. It will help to remove my invisibility cloak. Sending you some sparkles over the airwaves this new moon. Wishing you peace. Shanti, shanti, shanti.